Time's currently 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. You're still tuned in to UJFM 95.4, the After Party Show. I did say we're here at the University of Johannesburg APD campus. We had the 223rd anniversary in commemoration of the Haitian flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here with Malian Fed Josephine. I did say we're going to get an opportunity to interview very important people.
Yes.
A little bit of what they have to say. We have Vice Chancellor of the University.
Yes.
Professor Lihlo Khompedi.
Yes.
So that's the ambassador. So we have a few questions, very light questions we're going to ask. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Vice Chancellor.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, how does this event contribute to UJ's vision of becoming globally connected university?
Yeah, good evening. It's always great to be on UJ FM 95.4.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I mean, UJ is not a small university, you know?
It isn't.
You know, UJ is a university that operates on the basis of strategic plan 2035, which rests on three pillars: societal impact and sustainability, global footprint and partnership, and technology for the future. So the second pillar, which is a global footprint and partnership, it's extremely important, you know, for what we're doing today. We say, you know, as the African saying goes, if you want to go far, fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go with others.
So yes.
With our brothers and sisters on the continent.
Yes.
So in the African diaspora. And this is one of those. And we work with like-minded people and they're doing great things.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, that is what this is all about. It involves not just, you know, good company, good music, you know. We just signed, when I say just, I mean, I'm referring to Friday, we signed a memorandum of understanding with His Excellency, the ambassador of Haiti to South Africa, my brother here, Jean Pilar, a memorandum of understanding, which is going to connect UJ with universities in Haiti, where we're going to have student exchanges, staff exchanges in areas such as research, teaching and learning, but also in art and culture. So it's exciting.
Yes.
It really is exciting. And now I'm going to pose the question to you, Ambassador. We know what we're here for, but we want also the listeners to also understand, what does today's Haiti flag commemoration mean for Haitians living abroad and for also Haiti's diplomatic vision in South Africa?
Well, it is a delight and a pleasure to be here at UJFM.
Yes.
Although it's getting really late, but I could not possibly leave this campus without giving an interview to UJFM, the radio station of the great university.
The great university.
Now, I don't know if you saw this morning, raised the Haitian flag at the Maddie Bank building.
Yes.
It was a very emotional moment for me personally, because for a very long time, I don't know that too much was known about Haiti here in South
Africa. Yes.
And it was quite important for me to come here with the assistance of Professor Mpedi to do this thing properly.
Mm.
It was a very strong signal that we were sending out this morning that we are one people.
Yes.
Before we were Haitian, we started as African. Before you were South African, you started out as an African.
Exactly.
So therefore, the message that we were sending this morning was a message of unity.
Mm.
And Haiti itself, as Africa's first daughter, has made a very strong statement this morning to say that I'm coming home and we are here to stay.
I definitely love that. I'm coming home and you are here to stay.
I have one more question for you. What message would you like to share with South African students about Haiti and its global role?
Where do I begin? How much time do I have?
I mean,
when you are speaking, when we speak of Haiti.
Yes.
Today we celebrate 223 years since the flag was born.
Mm.
We started out as people who were taken from this continent over to land that were unknown to us.
Mm.
We started out as people who were supposed to serve others, but never to taste the wealth that we helped build.
Mm.
But at some point, something extremely African in us say, we refused to serve.
Yes.
And we did what we did. And Haiti became I would say the first, I would say, colonizer of freedom in the world, if I may use that term. I don't think that term has ever been used before. Yeah, perhaps we can patent it.
We should.
And, use it, sir. And because what Haiti did was a testament to the resilience of our people.
Mm.
We took one for the team.
Yes.
After Haiti, the wealth conscience has changed because Haiti was the first country to say slavery is illegal. We abolished slavery.
Mm.
And when in 1804 we declare independence, we said to the world, wherever there are suffering black people, come to Haiti and you're free.
Yes.
So, and until this day, our shores are still open to everyone who wishes to come to our shores.
Mm.
And I hope one day, as I discussed with Professor Mpedi, that we will have an opportunity to have a delegation from UJ visiting Haiti.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Oh, wow.
I promise you.
Mm.
We're busy preparing.
Mm.
We are coming to Haiti. We are coming.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to visiting
Haiti. Thanks. Thanks so much.
I really like to hear what you had to share with us, especially when Professor Lifeko Mpedi said, if you want to go faster, go alone. If you want to go far, take people with you.
Yes.
Looking at this collaboration, we look at the potential exchanges that are going and more than you're going to learn from Haiti, Haiti's going to learn from South Africa. And I like how he said, University of Johannesburg is not a small university.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we all say it's the great university.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to understand and learn about the independence that happened in 1804
mm-hmm.
and how slavery was made illegal in Haiti and how the black people were free in Haiti. Love to hear this. Really appreciate you coming here and sharing the information with us. I feel like the listeners gained something today.
I also gained something.
And University of Johannesburg students are excited of what's going to come.
No.
Well, I'll make you a promise because I usually intend on keeping every single promise that I make. And if you don't believe me, ask Professor.
How did you meet?
We met on LinkedIn.
Oh, wow.
He told me, he said, look, I've been following you guys, and you're doing amazing things at the great
university.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're not lying at all.
Wow.
To South Africa to serve as the Haitian ambassador to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The first order of business, I'm going to connect with UJ, and that is what he did.
Wow.
When he says, when he makes a promise, he keeps it.
He
hit the ground running.
And to add to what Prof said, it is true that I was going through LinkedIn and somehow
got to hear
UJ popped on my screen and I saw this great man here.
Mm.
And when I started reading his bio and things that he's doing, I'm saying, well, this guy is a reflection of myself.
Yeah. Wow.
He does not do anything small. Me, I have a motto, go big or go home.
Yes.
We do big, hairy, audacious things. Why be normal?
Yeah.
If the other person can do it, I'm not really interested.
Yes.
And I believe he and I, we share that sense.
Definitely. And
I mean, the first day we met, I mean, we're like, you know, colleagues were saying, are you sure you're meeting for the first time?
So it was meant to be.
Yes.
It was meant to be.
Yes. And today, this is the beginning of the first step. They say a journey of 1,000 miles, but begin with one step. Today was just one first step.
One first step.
And the many miles we have to go together.
We cannot wait.
Let that roll.
We love to hear that. And we love to hear that the promise that was made is going to be kept.
That's
so this is getting me very excited.
I
like that we had very great information.
Mm. Thank you
for having us. I think the listeners and the students of the University of Johannesburg are excited.
Great.
For this collaboration.
Yes.
We stole UJFM of the party. You did hear that. The promises that are made today are going to be kept. And we're still going to have a great collaboration and exchanges with Haiti as the University of Johannesburg and as a South African. We still want to change tune. It's 063-641-8068. If you have any questions or anything to ask right here in studio, send us a message.